Welcome to the Penny Bloom Podcast. Ain't another place that has got more bombast. Romp past your mom, dad's listening to Tomcast. Talking everything that make you sad. We don't want that. We're here to make you smile. Put your mind at ease. Peace, love, and bloom, and always praise Keanu Reeves. This what we about. Get some weed and now. We'll talk until we can't no more, and then we peacing out. Alright, let's go. Penny Bloom Podcast. It's the Penny Bloom Podcast. Penny Bloom Podcast. It's the Penny Bloom Podcast. Penny Bloom Podcast. Penny Bloom Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in to the Penny Bloom Podcast. Today, we begin a brand new project, action movies galore, and we're going to kick it off with some of the greatest American action films ever created. Of course, according to us, starring Keanu Reeves, John Wick is up today. It was released on October 24th, 2014, written by Derek Kolstad and directed by Chad Stelsky. I'm Colton Robertson, and I'm joined by Joseph George. What's up, homie?
Oh, what up, what up? Always a pleasure to be here.
Oh, and it is always a pleasure to have you, and we're finally doing it. We're finally fucking doing it, baby.
It's we got
time
here.
For some fucking John Wick. It's time for some fucking John Wick, baby. Man. We've only covered, this might be crazy. You know, you'll hear in our theme song, peace, love, and bloom, and always praise Keanu Reeves. However, in the over 150 movies we've covered, we have covered one Keanu Reeves movie, and it is The Matrix. So we're going to boost that number by five times the amount over the next 2 weeks. And we're going to discuss John Wick 1 through 4, and today we'll start with John Wick 1. You told me off mic, you don't think you've ever seen this beginning to end. How are you feeling after that first viewing like that?
Yes, this is 100% my first sit-down. I'm watching every moment of the movie. I think maybe when I watched it before, it might have been with people or in a setting where I wasn't fully focused on the movie, because there are parts of the movie that I'm like, holy shit, I have zero memory of any of certain scenes. But I guess like the big overarching story, like nothing was really spoiled. Like I knew kind of where the story was going. It's just that big of a story. I feel like I kind of knew it. But even with that, I was like, that realization of how have we taken this long to get to our second Keanu Reeves movie? How have I taken this long to get into John Wick? It's like The Matrix is one of just my favorite movies of all time, not even just action. But if I'm talking action movies, I don't really know how many more movies beat that one for me. It is very sci-fi. Yeah. But John Wick, I mean, now we're pure action here, man. It was
action.
Oh, it was a blast. So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot different from the other movies we normally cover in the sense of, you know, the story, I think, is – I liked getting into movies where the story was very – the writing was beautiful and you know, those sort of movies I do really like. But there's something about just watching people die in gruesome ways and, like, just pure action that's just nice to sit back and
since we're about to undergo this massive action movie project that'll take us all the way through May, we're semi-doing it in anticipation of Furiosa, but it's more just for the sake of doing it. It just happens to coincide with the release of Furiosa, and it works out that way. But since we're about to get into it, I'm excited to watch the action genre. Like, I think people undersell it, you know, and I undersell it. Everyone undersells it. It's not, you know, they're turn your brain off. Just have a good time, fuck it, movies, you know? And I think that that has its place, and it certainly does, but I think that undersells the art of it, the choreography and the camera work and the cinematography and the stunt work, and all of that is incredible, especially in these are some of the greatest American action films ever made, and Keanu Reeves is probably the greatest American action star, or not, he's not American, he's Canadian, but in American movies. What Hollywood action star, I should say.
Dude's got it on him. I mean, the real training that he does, you know, like I guess I've seen like him in real life at like a gun range and just with the little beeps, you know, and like him just going to town on some targets. So like the dude, he's got some skill in real life. You know, he obviously is not John Wick in real life, but I don't think Keanu's the guy to mess with, you know. I think like this is maybe a little message out there, like he is a very nice guy, you know, one of the greatest humans that there is just on planet Earth.
It seems,
but man,
like...
if you just scratch the wrong itch, you know, that's I don't know how many times I was just like, man, you really messed with the wrong dude, you know, like just it could have been anyone else, any other dog, any other car, like if it happened to me, and I don't. That's what I was gripping with is like if I guess he was a killer before. He has a past, which is interesting.
Oh, yeah.
That like do the future movies get into that, or is it all just chronological? Or is there like flashbacks into like how he became John Wick?
No, there are no prequel movies. It's all here on out. But okay. It is all reconciling with his past. There's no like there are brand new villains introduced, but most of the time they're like, you remember me, John, you know, like that sort of thing.
It's
you
all
know,
personal. It's, like, is it personal
yes, it
every
is.
Time?
It's all, okay. It's all personal. And I mean, like what's really cool about this world that I'm so excited to get into is that this is definitely the smallest movie.
Okay.
Like there is a grandiosity to the world of John Wick that you can't even fathom based off the first movie.
Cause I did love the hotel. Yeah, I always go back and forth between the Continental and the Centennial. I don't know why Centennial is in my head. Okay, Continental.
No, the Continental becomes much more important in the coming movies.
Okay.
So you will
that's
be very happy with that. Ian McShane becomes a much bigger role player. Brother Ray.
Yeah, that was cool. The cast here. I mean, we had like a bunch of people thrown in here from different Mayhem
Willem
from
Dafoe.
The Allstate commercials.
Yes, I thought
that was hilarious. Yeah, Willem Dafoe. That's the part that really got me. I'm like, okay, if I didn't remember that Willem Dafoe was in this movie, then like
you probably
I guess
haven't seen the movie.
He has like a smaller role. You know, he is just a sniper that comes in clutch sometimes, you know.
One of the coolest characters in the entire movie, though, as far as
does his house? I mean, it's not Green Goblin, you know. It is not the same.
It's reminiscent
of it, like the green walls. The I don't know. It reminded me of it a little bit. This is just kind of what Norman is doing in his off time. You know, he's just a killer, I guess. But no, it was really cool to see just, him. I felt like, who was the person that got, I took it down because I was so pissed. I'm like, and I don't know why, I just don't go to IMDb. Drowning the guy, he drowned him in an inch of water.
Yeah, he's in Daredevil. He's Kingpin's right-hand man.
Kingpin's right-hand man, holy, thank you. Oh my God,
no
I'm like, who the fuck is that guy? Okay, that's...
Yeah.
I thought it was some political show. I'm like, I'm thinking he's in the White House or something for some reason, but that is 100%.
I can't remember his character's name in Daredevil, but yes, that is where you know him from. And I
100%.
Knew that would be where you knew him from.
Okay. 100.
Yeah, we got Alfie Allen. We got Adrian Pilecki, who I don't think you'll be quite familiar with, but in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., she's Agent 13. She's a main role player for a couple seasons in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You like she might have been one that I recognize from somewhere else though.
She probably is. She's been in a lot of stuff like that. There's no doubt about
this,
that.
Just a cool, not a hodgepodge. Like I don't think they're thinking, oh, we're pulling this person from Game of Thrones and all that. But like it was cool. Like just a crazy, just jumble of all these people.
And not to mention one of the goats and rest in peace, Lance Reddick, you know,
that's a sad one. That always gets
me right there.
Every time I see him,
it's
like, it's
going to be a tough one next week when we're discussing John Wick Chapter 4, because he died literally like a week before that movie released.
Yeah, that's just so sad.
Going to the movie theater and being like, you know, he's such a real one. He's such a ride or die, and he gets a lot more chances to shine in the next couple movies as well. And that's what's
like
so cool is that this movie knows it's got the fucking juice, you know? Like, there is so much that rewatching this movie, this is the first time I've rewatched it since I saw John Wick 4 last year. There's so much that they know they plan to do. that they're like, we won't worry about it. Like, it's just alluding to the fact that there's a bigger world. They're alluding to the fact that there's more going on. There's so much, like, little lingo and, you know, jargon that they use where it's like, oh, that's going to be important.
I want to know. I want to know how these coins are gotten. You know, this dude is racks. Dude. The dude is rich. And, like, in my head, I guess my current guess is just, like, every kill, every contract or whatever. I guess maybe it's not one kill, one coin. Maybe there's... I don't know. I guess maybe it's like depending on the person you're killing, they might pay you more. Because he, like, whenever – I love the dinner reservation for 12, you know, mm-hmm. like to come pick up all the bodies. That's
might
fucking,
you need a dinner reservation, sir?
So you know, cool. Yeah. But then when that, like, that kind of gray – you know, the old guy that is the cleanup crew, the leader of the cleanup crew kind of guy, mm-hmm. John – I don't know if he hands him 12 coins. You know, maybe that is the idea that he hand. But it looks like
a pretty
good amount. Yeah, dude was like, here you go. And I don't think people are rolling in the coins like John Wick is rolling in the coins, if I had to guess. I don't know.
No, yeah. But he got them saved up. That's one thing that I don't think any movie has done quite as effectively ever, is build up the legend of a character before you know who he is for real. You obviously know you're coming into an action movie. You know it's Keanu Reeves. You know he's going to be a action star. So it's like you know what the deal is. But it's not until like 20 minutes in, 22 minutes in maybe, where John Leguizamo, another standout fucking incredible cast member in this movie, gets that call from Viggo, and is like a. Mm-hmm. He's like, so I heard you put your hands on my son. And he's like, yes, sir, I did. He goes, why would you do that? He goes, because he stole John Wick's car, sir, and he killed his dog. And he goes, oh, hangs up the phone. And that's 22 minutes in. And I'm like, yep. And I'm like, okay, fuck yes. And then it's not until 8 minutes later that they are storming his house. So, like,
yeah,
you get
the
like
boogeyman,
this,
like the back and forth. And
Baba
like,
Yaga.
Or the,
yeah.
Oh, that's my line. That was my line. Like, I was like, just, I almost picked it for my scene, like, kind of like the back and forth. I liked the action sequence that when they did storm his house. I mean, it was incredible. Just, I guess I'm not one to usually go for gunfights or, like, just. Guns in general. I'm like, I'm one to just be like, I don't know. Like, even if the killing is fully justified, guns are just kind of like, it's too quick. You know, I don't know. I'm not like the Joker in which I want to watch someone die, but it's like, it's just like, holy fuck. Like, they're gone. They're here. They're gone. Like, it just, it is weird, but like, it's so
specifically
sad.
In a movie context. Like, it's usually like, well, if you're going to kill somebody, you know. Let's make
I guess it's a moment, but here it is just no. Like these guys are out to kill him. It's either kill or be killed. You know, it's like it. That's just how it is. You know, it's just how it would go down. But like, holy shit, to see how efficient someone could be. Like whenever he gets in that like the facade church to go in like the vault to burn down all of his you know his coins and his money.
Yeah.
And he like comes down the stairs. There's that one guy he like just shoots and like the guy sees the guy die like on the stairs and he's like, oh fuck. And then he just like he pops out of the wall and just blasts the dude. Like the dude didn't even have a millisecond to think of like what was gonna happen and the dude was just dead in the vault. And I'm like, I don't know. Like that's
John Wick's
a movie.
Nasty with
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that this is not a real life person doing these things, but like are there people in the world that have it like this? Like, I guess the milk, like, I don't know. Does SEAL Team 6, like, are they
I imagine
that
there's
good?
People like, who have it like this, yeah, you know? I mean,
that's crazy to think about. There are
no, but that's the
trained
point of
killers.
Action movies specifically, and something that I'm going to ask that we do going forward is you got to suspend belief going into action movies.
Oh,
there's
totally. No, yeah, so totally. Like, If you're on like, oh, he had 7 bullets in that magazine and he fired 8 on this action, you know, like that.
But yeah,
thing,
no,
or,
fuck that CinemaSin like, shit. But like, I'm talking like, even what you just said where you're like, I know he's not actually real, but like, no, fuck that. He is. He's in this movie. It's real. You know, like that's you know, like we're going to talk about it like it happened. You know, we're not going to be like, and I know this isn't like a real person, but this is kind of cool. No, it's fucking cool regardless.
No,
if he's real or not.
I guess you don't know the
it's actually
Continental
cooler
exists.
Because he's not real.
Yeah, I think you don't know. You don't get into the Continental until you're like part of the group. You know, you got to.
It's actually
be initiated,
not true.
You know, sort of. Oh. I guess, yeah, I don't know how you get in there.
The Continental's a hotel.
So, like, normal people can even
normal
stay there?
Normal people stay at the Continental. That's why there's no action that's allowed at the Continental is because it's a safe haven. It's where you go to lay low. You get your time.
Wow.
There are real people who stay there, so you don't want to endanger anybody who's not in the shit. That's why those coins are specifically important because it lets him know that's who I am. That's why I'm here. You know.
Oh my God, that's so cool. I guess I thought it was all killers. Sort of thing, because like the club, you have to have a coin to get into that club, and obviously at that point it is all killers, you know, like in that room, which is really cool. Like it's like a silent way to kind of let you know, every person in this room had to slot in a coin to get in here, so like it's very I don't know, like very VIP, but not VIP. They're all killers, that's the thing I don't really know yet is like is there a big guy is it like the Bounty Hunters Guild, is it like I don't know, you know, like that's
you
what
will
I'm,
learn.
I'm
you will learn
yeah,
that's like that's
I'm
the
so
sort of
ready.
Stuff that this franchise ends up spreading into is that it's awesome. So much it's bigger than you could possibly think of given this movie. But yeah, man, I love so many things about this movie, and more so than the other movies. I think that there isn't a better story in any of the other three movies than there is in this one. I think that this is the best story that any of the four movies has to offer. But I do think that it only continues to elevate in terms of filmmaking itself. It gets more and more impressive in terms of action and choreography and stunt work and all that. Like, it's just... It keeps, and I mean, like, the fourth one is one of the best looking movies I've ever seen, period. Like, and that says a lot. Like, it's a gorgeous fucking film. This movie has, like I said, it's the smallest. It is the most intimate, and that makes it hit a little different than the others, you know?
This is at least the story I knew of, like, at first, I guess, I just knew that he killed a dog and stole a car. I did not know the dog was a last, like, parting gift or, like, a grieving, you know, sort of like, here, help you. Oh, my God, does that make it so much worse, you know,
dude,
like, holy shit. And,
I can't stress enough just how fucking good Keanu Reeves is. Like, it's not just because we've modeled some of the podcast after him that I'm like, oh, I fucking love Keanu Reeves, you know? No, like, people give him, and there are movies where he's not the greatest of all time. I will grant that. But there's something that he does that is so singular, and I can't really compare it to anybody. I don't know who else you could even go, oh, well, he kind of seems, he's almost like Keanu Reeves-esque. Like, there's... Keanu Reeves is really standalone, and it's kind of incredible that he's managed to pull that off.
It's that soft spokenness, you know? It's like that whisper yell kind of, you know? It's like a – I think it's just his voice. It's his delivery, and, like, it is weird.
It's
that,
his
like,
presence,
I don't – yeah. It's like I don't know what – like, say another actor wanted to emulate Keanu – I don't know what I would tell them to, like, do it. It's like, I don't think you could. It's just kind of something he does. Like, it's just natural to him, it almost feels like.
And there's this tweet that I saw a few weeks back. And, I mean, like, it's a funny line delivery in John Wick 4. And I'll save it because you'll notice it in John Wick 4. It is a standout funny line delivery that you're kind of like, oh. But it's – they say that Keanu Reeves is so bad that it wraps back around being good, which I disagree with wholeheartedly, but I get what they mean. I think they're trying to articulate something that they, like, we're trying to articulate, but they don't know what it is. Like, there's this intangible thing about Keanu Reeves that you just don't know where, like, because comparing this to Neo, definitely his most iconic movie role of all time, not even remotely similar performances, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
And obviously we're talking about 15 years apart, different actor, different growing, you know, he's grown a lot. I would argue he's better in this movie than he is as Neo in The Matrix. And I like him a lot in Neo as The Matrix, but he's just, there's this, I think it's the character he's playing. He is much more seasoned. He's much more like the actor himself. I think there is this little bit of a meta thing they're doing with Keanu Reeves, where he was this giant action star of the 90s, and now we're in the 2010s, and he's revamping that image to be like a comeback. And that is what John Wick is doing. He's coming back.
Yeah.
He's returning, you know. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back. Like, that's the coolest line in this fucking movie because Keanu Reeves is delivering
him actually yelling, dude. Mm-hmm. I am, like, actually, like, pissed, you know, like, with emotion. Like, in, I was like, I don't know.
People keep
asking
me if I'm back. And you know what? Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back. There's no... There is no other human being alive who could make "yeah" a catchphrase. John Wick's catchphrase is "yeah."
Really?
Yeah.
That's That's awesome. I didn't know. I didn't even know he had a catchphrase until now.
He doesn't really have a catchphrase. That's I'm more articulate. Like, there's a moment in John Wick 4 when he goes, "Yeah," and I just got, like, fucking goosebumps. I'm like, you know what? Fuck yes. You know, like, so, like, that's kind of what I think of, because it's just, like, he doesn't have a lot of lines. He doesn't speak a lot in this movie. He doesn't speak a lot in any of these movies. That's not really what the performance is for, obviously. There was a great take I saw that was, like, and I think it was flipped. It was about Hayden Christensen. But it was like Keanu Reeves is to guns what Hayden Christensen is to lightsabers.
Ooh, I like that's a good analogy there. Yeah, someone who just was practicing their craft
and is very good at it
and getting everything down. Yeah, I like that. Because Keanu, man, I mean, like in those action sequences, like he. I don't know if they're firing blanks or if it is all post-process, whatever, but, like, I wonder if he has to emulate, like, it, because blanks helps at least with the recoil, you know, like, it is real recoil, but I wonder if he is, if they are blanks or not, and he's emulating the recoil
there
or not.
There are some
and then,
shots
like,
where, like, they couldn't have been using blanks. It would have been dangerous.
It's too close,
to
and,
blanks,
like, yeah, like, that's, because even the stunt people, like, man, I have a more of a keen eye for like stunt work now. It's just something that I've underappreciated. And now that I know the kind of all the hard work that goes into it, like they feel like the offensive line of Hollywood.
Yeah,
you know, it's
like,
that's
a great point.
They just take all the hits. They, it's all like not the dirty work, you know, and they don't get a lot of the credit. And like just to die convincingly, like just to fall, like to get shot and die, like, that's not easy. Like, I don't like to, and it's in real life, you just fall. Like, there is no play. There is no really anything that happens. It is just you fall and die. But movie deaths are a little bit different. And I think you want them to be that way. You know, like, there are times where people just drop and fucking times where people like just flat out fall and die. And like, it is like that. But there are like, I like the dramatic, like, you know, an arm flailing and falling back, you know, to add some more pizzazz to it. And I guess, like, coolest kill, I have two kills that I'm in between for my coolest kill. But I had, I think, like, five, I think, down total to pick from. But then I narrowed it down to two. And first one was when his house is getting stormed. All the guys are coming for him. And he's in his kitchen. He throws a dude on the counter, deals with another dude for a second. He comes back to this guy and just hits his fucking head and just breaks his neck over the corner of, like, the counter. And the dude just, like, you just see his head just kind of, like, hanging from the counter dead. And it was just so, like, a gunshot's a gunshot, you know. I don't know. Boom, you're dead. But this guy, I was like.
You were talking about the quickness.
I was this dude, I'm like, I don't know what I'd rather. I think I would rather want a bullet to the head. I don't know. You like.
Furthermore, with that kill, I took a note here. That guy is the guy he jumps on, wraps his arms and legs around, and shoots somebody behind him. He rolls and throws him up on the table, deals with another guy, and then snaps his neck. So he just played with that fucking guy.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah, that poor dude. Really got. Oh, I'd say the guy who got it the worst is the last guy. The knife fight.
That's not a cool kill though, but that is an intense kill.
The counter one was just, it was like a shock, you know, shock value almost a little bit. Like it was like unexpected. You just see people just getting shot, you know, and you kind of expect everyone to get shot, and then you just see a neck.
Is that your pick?
No. I like the one I'm going with. I think the neck break is a cooler kill, but for the scene, like the scene that it was in, the moment that was the played and the way it was shot, I really loved. He's in the club, or I guess that like pool area, whatever. Mm-hmm. He's like trying to go for Alfie Allen, and he, I think it's a bit. It might be a big buff guy, maybe gets out of the pool and is about to fight him, and he shoots him a couple times in the chest, and he kind of just is like standing there, you know, for a little bit, but then he gives him one last tap in the head, and then he just falls straight back into the pool, it is just a gunshot kill, but like I was like, okay, that was just really sick, like just a really cool, great idea, you know, not like the splat, like the just full backflop too. That dude wasn't like, he fully backflopped. That's a real dude. He's not dead. He's fully, you know, that, I don't know. And, like, just having to, like, stand there stunned for a little bit. And then, like, the perfect, I don't know, just recoil of his own head. It's, like, that's what I really love and appreciate about all these, like, stunt actors is Keanu, obviously, is doing a great job. And he has a lot of training. But, like, all the people that have to just die, that he's just killing en masse, like, that's a lot of skill, a lot of pain involved, I'd say, just falling a lot. Yeah. And it's probably not one take, you know, it's probably not like this is, we got it one and done. They're probably doing this multiple times, which is just crazy. And I guess that's, I don't know, kind of what movies, this is like what movies are for, you know, like I cannot go in my backyard and film this with my friends, you know, like this is something that takes so much time, so much thought, so much like I don't know, and not to say that I can just go in my backyard and make any movie, you know, with people, but it's just so over the top.
This is the stuff we give blockbuster budgets for.
What you want,
you know?
Yes,
like that's what this is. This is what you want, you know. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. I'm glad you didn't take my favorite kill because I mean, like, if you'd gone with mine, I would have gone back to the one where he snaps the guy's neck on the counter because that was definitely top two for me. I took down a few as well, but the one I landed on is during the final chase down in the cars whenever they're at, like, the airfield and, you know, he runs over a guy. He rolls over the top of the hood of his car and he loads him with bullets as he's on top of his car.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
As he rolls over the car, he just shoots through the roof, and that's killing the guy. Like, I'm like, you know what? That's the one. That's the one for me. It's just, I love the way that you can tell the people who created this movie were like, I love dogs, and I love action movies, and that's it. You know?
Yeah.
Let's do whatever we want with that.
I mean,
There's a dog in every movie, by the way. A new dog. A new dog in every movie. Not a new dog that dies, but a new dog
in every movie. Okay, good. I was like, no, does a dog die every movie? And that's what starts every John Wick movie off? I'm like, okay, thank God. But, yeah, no, this... Yeah, sorry, Theon. I mean, great actor. Alfie Allen, I love you. You can act as a scared, you know, you got that down, man. I don't know. I'd like to see him in a normal state, maybe, in something. I haven't quite seen him like that, because I think, who's, I don't know who's worse, Ramsey or John Wick coming after you, you know? Like, they're both so bad, and
I'd make the argument John coming after you is a lot better than Ramsey coming after you, because when Ramsey gets you, he's going to have his fun. My favorite shot of the movie is him getting Yosef, Alfie Allen's character. The shot between the storage crates and the two burning cars on either side, Alfie Allen comes running through. He's running, he's sprinting, and John Wick shoots him, and he collapses, and he just walks real badass through the flames, puts the gun to his head, pulls the trigger, and that's it. It's just, it's well shot, it's well choreographed, it's a very, very pretty moment anyway, and I appreciate that there wasn't ceremony.
It wasn't, words.
It was just, this is what I was to do, and this is what
John,
I'm doing.
Like, I love that Yosef was the only one to say something. Like, he, well, tried to say something. It was a fucking, boom. It was just a fucking dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, well, no, not really. It wasn't just a dog. And also, there's no way this is my dream car. Not the color. The green is whatever. I'm definitely either a red or a black. But a 69 Mustang, it's been my dream car for I don't know how long. It's just always. If I'm going to get in a gas car in the future, this is the one. And whenever he goes in the airstrip, just like, you know, this is, I guess, oh yeah, it is after the, I don't know, it is after, does the dog die? No, I think he still has the dog.
No,
yes,
he's got
the
dog.
It's,
with
okay,
him.
His was it his wife? Yeah, were they married 4 years? I guess so. I guess I don't know if they actually were married, but I guess he's dealing with that. That's how he gets his anger out. I guess is go to the airstrip and just pedal to the floor. But I love, like, it gave me a great idea. I mean, of like, if I do ever have a fast car, I'm definitely going to just go to the nearest airport. I hope I live sort of close to one. I hope I'm just good friends with one of those guys at the gate, and I can just be like, yo, can I just ride my car? Can I just go on this airstrip, please? John Wick just kind of has had everything. And it seems that he, like, doesn't want to kill as well. I don't know. He sees it as just like a necessity, like kind of like a – his like occupation, like it's, but he doesn't, he's good at what he does, but if he could avoid it, he will. Is that, like, I don't know if I'm reading him right off just one movie, you know.
I think you're reading him the way you want to read
him. Yes. Wow, so maybe not quite that way.
I think it's important to understand that John Wick is
a killer.
Fucking killer. Like, that is who, what he is. And, you know, like, it's I agree that if he needed to avoid it, he would. But it's external. It's getting a wife. I'm out. If there's things that are happening to him personally that get in the way, he's like, you know what? That's enough. I can put this aside. You know, and I don't think he would have gone back. You know, I think that's an inevitability. You know, I don't think he would have gone back if they hadn't killed his dog. I think they could have gotten away with stealing his car. They would not have gotten away with killing his dog.
Yeah. Maybe this was his retirement gift from the Continental, was the car. You know, they give him a nice charger afterwards, you know, and, and maybe this was his last little gift. And so because. The way he treated that charger, at least, maybe he just went through cars quite often. You know, if that move, shooting someone through the roof, your kill, that's not the first time he's done that. You know, I mean, if it is, fucking holy fuck.
I took the way he treats that charger as, I didn't pay a fucking dime for this car. I'm going to fuck this shit up.
The Mustang, you know, was like, his baby. Yeah.
I'm going to do whatever I need to with this car to get my job
The
done,
charger was
know?
A tool.
Yeah.
Just for the job.
He literally uses it as a weapon, too. Not just in the traditional sense where he's going to run people over, but when he whips it into mayhem and sends him flying back.
I love
back,
that that's like, the yeah, only guy that, like, should have died multiple times, but doesn't, you know? Like, the fucking whenever they crash into that, like, I don't know, it's just like a big circular thing.
Yeah, the
like
thing
his
in the
door.
Ground. Yeah,
I mean, the dude just got obliterated. Like he in like dude would have been dust. Like I don't know, and he just you know I like in my head I was headcanoning that like this is mayhem, and he's just used to this shit because he kind of got out of the car and was like laughing. He was like. But then he shoots a gun, and it kind of looks like that was, like, the first time he's ever shot a gun. Like, am I – because he's like, I need a gun. I need a gun. Like, I don't know. And
I take him to be – do you recall Robert Duvall's character in The Godfather, the consigliere, the one who does the lawyering and is just business and doesn't.
That's just,
I think that's who he is to Viggo. Yeah. I think that that's kind of his role.
Okay. Yeah, it is just English, please.
So I think
you know,
that's,
he's always just like.
Yeah, he's like, dude, I can't keep up with this. Let's just do our. Let's just. And that whole story. Like, I think my favorite scene in the movie would probably have to be that legend building scene paralleled with him. Crushing the ground and opening his shit, like when Viggo is explaining to Yosef, like it's not what you did, it's who you did it to, you know.
Yeah.
Like, he's not the boogeyman; he's the one you send to kill.
They
the
call
fucking
him Baba
boogeyman.
Yaga. I loved the little like I don't that legend. Like you're right, they do build the legend of John Wick so well. Like there's zero question. This is the best killer there is on planet Earth. You know, I don't know. Like, it's just John Wick is that guy. And I, yeah, that was the line I definitely had to choose for that. Like, in the parallel of it, like, them cutting back and forth was so good. And then, like, just to see, like, Yosef just slowly, like, you know, he's in denial at first. He's kind of just like, ah, whatever. Like, I'm your son, you know, he's untouchable, you know, at least that's, I feel like he's just very, I don't know, he's playing that role very well. But then, like, there was, like, a mention earlier that kind of built his legend, and I forgot what it was.
Killed them with the fucking
Yes,
pencil.
Maybe, yeah, was it him? And he's like, where did you get that car? Like, he recognized that was John's car. Aurelio is his name in the movie. Yeah, and
yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
Like, where the fuck did you get that car? And like when he's like, oh no, like from the and like when he realizes it's John's, he's like,
nope,
you're
nope, get
fucking
the fuck out.
Kidding
get
me,
the fuck
like
out.
Whole like he knows, and then like it's later in the movie, but like things that just make John Wick so badass, a father. He doesn't like his son, but obviously he still doesn't want his son to die. He's given up, and he's like, he's told him where he is, smoking a blunt. He picks up the phone and says, make the arrangements. Dude knows. He knows his son is dead. Like, there's no question, you know. It's like, he doesn't hear the news. He just says it, you know. He doesn't hear anything. The dude is just instantly, make the arrangements. And that's just like, they know who they're dealing with, you know. Like, that's just it.
Now, do you think when he says make the arrangements, he's also talking about his own funeral? Because there's also the fact that immediately after that, they go to the airfield. That is where they go next. So they're trying to escape, which could also be the arrangements. But there is Whenever John shows up and everyone's scared for their fucking life, Viggo can't do anything but
I
laugh.
Think he's just he's the like, only one who's accepted his fate, you know? Like, he's like,
yeah,
well, I...
Oh, this is fucking...
He's like,
it.
I did
done.
Plan to escape yeah. here. You know, I did have a helicopter if I did get there. You know, even if I get to the helicopter, it's like John Wick has no jurisdiction, you know? He doesn't really... I think it's after he killed... What's Willem Dafoe's? Marcus? Yeah, after Marcus was done, and that was... You went a little too personal there. You know, that was, I don't know. I like their friendship, I guess. You know, it's just a line that's thrown in there. Like, I have to save, like, I don't know how many times I have to save your ass, you know, or whatever he says to him. And it's just, they have his, I don't know. It's cool, like, all this unknown history, that I don't know, but them speaking of it in this manner kind of clues me in, you know, a little bit. Like, it is like I'm part of it almost, even though I don't know at all what happened earlier in their lives. But
it is. Yeah. No, there's a fast... That's one of my favorite things these movies do, is John Wick hasn't made a lot of friends, but the friends he has made, they're cool. They're always cool.
Francis.
You know?
Hello, Francis. Hello, John. He's like, are you here on business? Sadly, I am.
Yep.
Why don't you take the night off, you know? Thank you, sir.
Yeah. One of my favorite interactions, that's just so... It reminds me of an old-timey noir, like, 50s film, whenever John is dealing with Adrian Pilecki's character out in the hallway, the chick who tries to assassinate him while he's at the Continental. They go out into the hallway, and Harry comes out with his gun. Poor Harry, by the way, getting killed by her as well. But Harry comes out, and he's like, "You good, John?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm good." He goes, "All right,
I'll leave."
He puts his gun away, but then he goes, "Hey, Harry," and I hear it in like a in like a transatlantic accent, where he's like, "Hey, Harry, you keen on earning a coin?" And he goes, "Catch and release." He goes, "Release," you know, like that
release.
Whole thing, like it just
little D&D, you know, a little line repeat. But this one is not D&D. You know, this one is
not quite the same thing. But yeah,
this one is how it's actually done. D&D, maybe, you know, this is
the D&D one. It would have been when John goes, "Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back." Viggo would have been like, "Yeah, I'm thinking you are," you know, like something like that, you know, like that's a D&D line delivery.
Perfect.
You know,
but this was good. That was good. Man, yeah, there's, I don't know. I feel like scene was kind of hard, to pick down, because I was weighing just the action sequence in itself, how, like, I kind of was picking my favorite action sequence. Because I feel like if I'm picking a scene that's my favorite, it might be I think it's the conversation. Who is it with? It has to be Viggo, I think. Because it's like, yeah, he's like, we're cursed. Like, we are both killer. Oh, is that?
That's the best
scene in the movie.
Is it the
standoff? The standoff
is
like when he's in the chair. Is that when he tells him that?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like, if that is probably my actual favorite scene in the movie. That whole thing where he's like, you know, is that after he's killed after he's killed Alfie Allen? Or is that before he's killed Alfie Allen?
I think it's in that warehouse whenever he's in the chair and... Yeah, no, Viggo, he captured him because John got hit by a car and knocked out, and then they got him up, and then hasn't killed his son yet, because
he
makes
not.
The threat. He's like,
he goes straight from here
he's like,
to kill
you either
his
kill
son.
Me or you're going to die next to your son or something like that. I think that he's like, you're going to die along with your son or something like that.
That scene gets to the heart of this entire profession and exactly who John Wick is. You know, I think that he has the chance, he has the choice to stop. He can stop, you know.
Mm-mm.
He could have.
No, he doesn't. He could. I don't think he does have the choice anymore. I like, yes, he does. But I think the point they bring up is, like, we're killers, you know, we're cursed. We have taken a life. Like, there is something that is forever changed. You know, like, your wife died because of you. You know, you want you bringing her into your life got her killed. This dog, you got killed. You know, like it's because of you. Death surrounds you. You know, sort of thing. And it's I don't know. That was it just kind of and you know, it's two top dogs like Viggo. You know, they got history too. It just seems that he was kind of the more crime boss. I don't know. I don't know if Viggo was really a killer himself. And that's the thing. It's not really bounty hunting, but it kind of like I'm so interested to see like what the world becomes and everything. But
no, there's levels. There's definitely levels. And John Wick is surprisingly on the bottom level. Not as far as like skill, but as far as importance.
Wow.
He's like bounty hunters and assassins are the
I guess they would be the so there would be the business people, the people like Brother Ray, I guess is the one who I'm seeing it a little bit now. Okay, I guess he would be on the bottom of
Viggo.
The totem pole.
Now, where do they go with the second movie after one of the biggest crime bosses in their organization has been killed?
Who wants the seat?
Who wants
I see
who wants the seat?
Oop.
Yeah, shit like that. So it's a big organized crime saga, and it's massively interesting. It spans the entire world, and it's just one of those cool, like, if it was real, what the fuck? You know, like, no fucking way. You know, like, it's one of those.
I wouldn't. Okay, all the coins and all that, that stuff, you know, I'd say is played up. But there's gotta be. There are criminals. Organized crime will never go away. Like, there are people that are ordering hits for people to die. Like, that's a thing. And I would say it's a profession that'll never go away either. To kill, like, just a killer. It's weird to think about, but, like, there are people like John Wick out there. And, I mean, I'm not a fighter.
It's
but, like, wouldn't it be so badass just to have this ability, you know, to be able to know you're fine, like, in any situation. You could go anywhere, and you're just...
You'll be chilling.
I mean, I guess, like, he uses guns a lot, but even when he doesn't have weapons, he can still hold his own, you know, like, just kind of like, I guess he's at the bottom of the totem pole, but is he at the top of that tier, you know? Is there no other guy that you know, he's the Luke Skywalker legend,
there's a certain degree to him where we'll come across moments in the next couple movies where people will be like, holy shit, John fucking Wick, you know, like no goddamn way. There's actually a wonderful character who, like, with that legend comes, like, watched a movie called The Gunfighter the other day, and it's about a dude who is the best gun in the West, you know, and what comes with that. Every town he goes to, there's some young fuck who's like, I'm going to be the guy who kills the best gun in the West. So we get a lot of guys who are like, oh, dude, John Wick, I fucking love you, dog. You're so pimp. I have to kill you, you know, like that's sort of the.
I get it. You're in the profession. You want to think, you know, like that you got it like that. And yeah, you are, like, you would take the top seat pretty quickly by killing John Wick, but, like, not even really. Like, if you kill John Wick, people are just going to be like, well, what did you do? Like, was it dishonorable? You know, like, there's no way you did it cleanly, right?
What'd you do to get that?
You had to have done something, you know. Did you kill him in his sleep? But even then,
You ought to watch The Gunfighter. Very good movie. It's a fascinating mythology, like, real crime world, underworld stuff that they do. That's just a fascinating world building tactic they use. But I think it's awesome, and I think John Wick is a brilliant character. I think that Keanu Reeves' portrayal of him is awesome. He's an easy performance pick in this movie, and probably an easy character pick.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Will that change in the next movies? Will it ever not be Keanu. I think performance...
Is
that clear?
Performance could go. Mm-hmm. Performance could go to other people. It could. I mean, because it's... I mean, like, there's... There comes a point when there's a lot of really talented people.
I guess I was more thinking character. I guess, character was the one I felt like is, like... It's John Wick, 1 through 4. Like, he is the main character. Is there any other characters that, like...
Absolutely.
I
there's
don't know.
Super
like,
cool characters that are
that
coming
can,
up.
That
like,
overpower John Wick in his own movie? I mean, like, maybe not overpower,
I mean, like,
but, like, that are cool enough that they could get the nod. Like, that's...
Here's what I'll say. As far as a character journey, you can't do much beyond what this movie accomplishes. Mm-hmm. The rest of the movies is pretty much John Wick trying to survive. Trying to live. Everybody's coming after him, and he's just trying to exist. Like, that is just what he's trying to do. So, like, there is an admirable quality to that, but there isn't a lot of evolution in his character because of that.
I see.
You know, I feel like there's a clear, concise, cut-and-dry journey here where watch him... the revenge story. There's no longer a revenge story on the table. He's gotten that revenge. He's done what he needs to, and now there's something else to him after this. And I only say that there are other characters overpowering John Wick in his own movie is a tough way to put it. There's just a lot of really cool supporting characters. Like Marcus, Willem Dafoe's Marcus is probably not my favorite supporting character in the John Wick franchise. Like, there's a lot of really cool supporting characters. I mean, I think that Lance Reddick's character 100% will get a character nod from somebody. McShane's character might, and those are guys you met this movie. Lawrence Fishburne eventually has a role in these movies.
Ooh, that's cool. No idea on that one.
Yeah, pretty self-referential there.
Is he really? Like, is he kind of a Morpheus type? Or
no, but he's got his thing. He's got his corner of this world, you know. And it's a fascinating corner of the world, but. There's a lot to look for. Halle Berry is in the third one. She's the main supporting character in the third movie. Braun, the guy who plays Braun, is in the third movie.
Hell yeah. Is he a good killer? Is he good killing
Jerome
in this
Flynn.
Era too?
Yes. Yeah, he's solid. He's solid.
Boy.
He's much older. He looks much older anyway, which is funny. Because John Wick 3 came out during the run of Game of Thrones.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Bill Skarsgård is the villain in the fourth one.
I was taken back. Like, it was just every time someone popped up, I'm like, man, I know you from somewhere.
I mean, the fourth one's got a crazy cast. I mean, we got Hiroyuki Sanada is in the fourth one. He was the most recent thing we've covered with him was Wolverine.
Yes. Okay.
But he's in a lot. He's the lead in Shogun right now, the show on Hulu that's popping off. He's in John Wick. Donnie Yen, Rogue One, blind guy.
One with the Force. The Force is with me.
He's also blind in John Wick 4. Fun fact.
Constant. Just the Force is with him. You know, that's all
just
he needs.
Just a badass blind guy. Yeah, like we've got a crazy cast in all these movies, and I think that the second one is also really, really good. I'm looking forward to that one a lot because, that's the one that typically I'm excited. I probably won't even tell you. I won't even tell you the general consensus on these movies because I want you to perceive them for yourself and see how you feel because there's one that is like perceived generally as head and shoulders worse than the other three. I don't entirely agree with that assessment, but I'm interested to see if you'll know which one it is when you watch it.
I mean, I'm glad they all have the 1, 2, and 3. They all have a 7.4 on IMDb. They all have a 7.4, which I think is really funny.
That's insane.
Yeah, and then 4 is a 7.7. So maybe it's just getting there. I don't know. Maybe it'll balance out to, or maybe it'll stay. I don't know. But like, I'm glad that there isn't a big difference. So like, I do have zero clue as to.
I mean, like that's the thing. The fact that every movie feels as fresh as it does is impressive. there's only so much they can do with this. And the fact that they managed to do as much as they do is astonishing. Like, that's the thing that always stands out to me is like, wow, you really pulled this off. And that's, it's a really cool franchise. So I'm excited to be digging into it. I think that this movie, it's up there for me. It's one of my favorites. It's top two in this franchise for me. I won't say what the other one is, but,
okay. Yeah, I do. I mean, this is, like, as far as all time goes, this is top 30 comfortably, I'd say. Like, I don't know. It's crazy how it is. It's taking me this long for Keanu, the man. I don't know, like, the Matrix, I love wholehearted. Like, it's just, I guess I'm much more of a sci-fi guy. I got to let that go, you know. Maybe a movie does not have to be sci-fi in order for me to like it. You know, this is this is so up my alley too, even though there's not a bit of science in it really at all. This is just kind of – there's a world that they're building. You know, there is – it's not just pure killing and whatever, but – I don't know, kind of like James Bond-esque a little, like, not spy, but like, I don't know, just this.
No, it stands alone incredibly well, yeah, especially in the scope of Hollywood films. Hollywood action movies, you know, there are a lot of stuff that have the same archetype, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I like the way this plays on a lot of classic tropes, watching the video of his dead wife on the beach, you know, like, oh God, how good times used to be. I gotta go kill some guys. You know, like that's how he locks in.
Yeah, that's how he locks in.
Exactly. That's one of those things that's just it. I like that it plays on classic tropes of action films, but it still manages to stand alone in a really compelling way. Because, I mean, when you look at other epic action franchises, Mission Impossible and James Bond, and, I mean, not quite as epic as those, but Taken is like four movies now or whatever the fuck. They all have at their heart a dude willing to do some badass shit and get the job done is kind of what the point is. But the way that they all go about it in different ways is always interesting. So I love John Wick. I think this is a great place to start this project. We got anything else we're cooking here? Or you feel good?
I think that is, I guess, shot was the only thing that I haven't said yet. And there wasn't anything that screamed out to me that was like, ooh, that's just kind of the shot of the movie. Not to say that it wasn't shot well. I think there were some very pretty, like, there were times where the movie just got clearer, too. I don't know why when I watched it, like, it was like ultra HD. I don't know, like, it looked like it went in between 4K and not at some points, but like the airstrip when he was just driving his Mustang was just one of those really nice looking parts of the movie for some reason. Like, it just crisped up. And I just dream car at an airstrip. Just, it was kind of ticking all the boxes already. And there was just kind of one shot of just kind of head on the car coming down that I really liked. But my favorite kind of – I think it's my new gold standard shot. If the Brooklyn Bridge is in a movie, kind of lets me know how the cinematographer or director, you know, just their skill in the game. And this it looked really nice. I really liked – it was Willem Dafoe and Keanu Reeves as well under the Brooklyn Bridge. And I don't know, I really liked this angle from it. So that's what I ended up going with, was the Brooklyn Bridge. For my shot, but yeah, I think that is everything now from me, at least all of mine. I don't know if you had a shot or not.
I did. I already said it though. It was it was whenever he killed Alfie Allen.
Allen. That's right. Was that a oneer? Was that like
it was
the
a oneer?
Hole?
It was a. The camera doesn't move. The camera stays right where it's at. Alfie Allen runs towards the camera. John Wick shoots him. John Wick walks up behind him. It's just a really, really.
That's right.
I like the staging of it. It was really impressive. But
okay.
I mean, like, there's just so many cool sequences in this movie. And I like the way Viggo goes out. I think that was a good ending for the movie. I like And I like the ending, the fact that he gets a new dog and he walks past the same spot where his wife collapsed at the end there and stuff. Like, it's, this movie has a heart to it that I think that the other movies don't quite have in terms of the story. They have other aspects of it that do give it heart, but this is the most personal. And I think that this makes it story-wise probably the best of the John Wick franchise.
I was already excited to start John Wick and finally get to it. And I thought this would be the one that was like my least looked forward to because I thought that I just have seen it and I knew everything. But no, I was wrong. It was just so much fun the whole time. And I was locked in to the movie. Like I was very, very glued the entire time. So yeah, I'm ready to see whatever the hell the Continental's got for me.
To look forward to. So. We got a lot to look forward to. I wanted to mention one more of the coolest fucking things ever in this movie.
Okay.
It's when he kills dude from Daredevil and takes his phone. He doesn't use the phone for anything else besides to answer when Yosef calls and lets him know his boy is dead.
Yep.
He hangs it up and fucking throws it. Mm-hmm. That's all he needed the phone for. He planned that. You know, he was like, eventually he's going to call this phone and I'm going to fuck it up. You know, I'm going to fuck that up. I absolutely, like, he takes it off of him the moment he kills him.
That's incredible.
And that's like 10 minutes later.
Because, yeah, he does just, yeah, he's not alive anymore. And he says, like, maybe, like, what does he say? Like,
he said everything has its price.
That's right, yeah. Everything has its price. I loved his little like, jabs that he got in. Or, like, oh, man, he's that guy. I don't know. He is John Wick. Like, that's why the kids love the Fortnite skin. You know? Like, that's I remember. I mean, I got a John Wick Fortnite skin, you know. Mm-hmm. I do have that in the library, and I don't know. Just I see it. I see it, and I've only seen one of four. So,
oh yeah,
amen.
No, I mean, like, we've got like just some epic action ahead of us, and I'm so very excited to kick off this action movie galore with the John Wick franchise. So. But before we get into rating this movie, let's go ahead and do the plugs right quick. If you would, head to patreon.com/pennybloompod where you'll find over 50 hours of exclusive content, all sorts of book reviews, comic book reviews, movie reviews, and the like. And for $3 a month, you can support this podcast financially, which is huge because it costs me money and I don't make any off of it unless it's over there. Head to Twitter, follow at pennybloompod, follow on Instagram and TikTok at pennybloompodcast. Leave a 5-star rate and review wherever you might be listening and continue to download. Hopefully April's been doing a little better than February and March. If not, no big deal, but you can help us. You can by downloading. That would be wonderful and I would appreciate it greatly. But how are we feeling? You know, you said top 30. That's high praise. That's high praise.
Oh, it's high. Oh, we're in the nines, I think, for enjoyment. That's pretty clear. And I guess 10, there is some hesitation, so I know, I guess it's not maybe quite a 10, but man, I'm somewhere in the nines. That's for sure for me, I think. I think it might just be fucking, it might be 9.5. 9.75, I don't know. I'm still, I guess,
it's
thinking
high.
It
that's
out.
That's high praise for me.
That's too high, really.
Yeah, for me it's a 9 ceiling. I like
on
the movie
enjoyment.
A lot. Yes.
Okay.
I like the movie a lot. I really do. I mean, like,
I guess I don't
recall
cry.
That we did our top 100 last year. I'd seen all four movies, and I had one of them, and it was in the 90s. So, I like it. I like it a lot. I love,
I guess,
these movies,
yeah.
In fact, but
I guess
they're by no means my favorite movies of all time. I like them a lot.
Okay.
And I think that 9 gives me that, you know, like, I'm cool with a 9 there.
Okay, I do have to step back. I am very fresh. This is like I'm diving in to the John Wick world. So I do. Let me compare it to like my other favorite movies, though. Like other nines are that's like what I gave Tenet, I think, and Tenet. I'm enjoying on a lot more levels. There's more to the movie, and maybe that is just the action part of the movie itself. Like it just doesn't, the movie just doesn't go there. You know, like it's not part of, it's not worried about emotional resonance really, or like there are some points where it gets like emotion is part of the story, but it's not like I'm not crying. You know, So.
I will say, like, I don't want to undersell the emotionality of this movie either. Like, I feel it more than I feel any other John Wick movie. I will tell you that. John Wick 4 might give it a run for its money in terms of that, but there's a heart to this movie, like, specifically the beginning. Being able to just live with John for about 20 minutes before he does anything that's badass is really cool. I mean, like, action
when
movie
he
badass.
Tears
obviously
up.
He goes, yeah, no, you feel
when
that.
When he reads,
that
I guess
shit.
That is one moment where I did tear up a little bit. Yeah, whenever he, like, smelled the letter to, like, brought it up to his face and, like, kissed it. And, like, it was, that's the stuff I think he does really well, is he just acts like a human, like a real human.
You know,
like,
he's a guy.
And he has real human things. So I don't know.
You know what? I'm comfortable with. You've talked me, like let's reach a middle ground here. You know, your gut took you 95975. My gut took me 8759.
I don't know. Nine is seeming more fit. Nine is still incredibly
high. Fucking
incredible
score.
That's still really
that's...
really high. And that's like, I think maybe Tenet was a 925. I'm not sure. I guess I didn't check, but I thought it was that was like another nine that was screaming out to me for whatever reason.
I mean, like, they're not my favorite movies of all time, but they are some of my favorite movies of all time. When I talk about that, that's a list of like 300 movies, you know, and all four of those movies would be in that, like, that range of some of my favorite movies of all time. So you're in that range, you're high up there for me enjoyment wise. And nine, that's up there, you know?
I do like a nine. I was a little riding a little too high. That's for sure. I think now that I'm thinking of other movies that I do put on like the 975 and 95 level.
Those are a special tier, but the thing is too, is that like, and I don't want to oversell anything. You will like other John Wick movies more.
Okay.
This is a good John Wick movie. This is one of the best John Wick movies. There are a lot more cooler John Wick movies.
I see, because now they can just hit the ground running.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to spend.
I mean,
I like that 20 minutes we got to spend with them, but we don't need to. You know,
now we've got that. You know, now we are fucking balls to the wall. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, if this is kind of your first, not your first foray, but some of your first focus on action for action's sake. You're about to get some of the best Hollywood action for action's sake ever in the next couple movies. So
cool.
I would say that nine here, I don't think it'll be the lowest, but it'll be probably bottom two enjoyment if I had to guess.
Okay. Awesome. Well, okay. I think if you're cool with that nine, then I'm there now.
Because it's also a really good movie. When we're talking critically, it's a very well done movie. It's very tightly written. It's the choreography and stunt work, and I mean, the cinematography improves a lot in later movies. But I still think there's something to say for this movie is that it. I think that there's glimmers of the filmmaker Chad Stahelski will become. This is his directorial debut.
Wow,
he was the stuntman for Keanu Reeves in the Matrix movies, and he was the stuntman for V and V for Vendetta. So that is who is making these movies is a fucking stuntman. And I think that comes through hard.
He's uncredited, but he's an action coordinator on Tron Legacy 2. There you go. And Speed Racer. Holy crap. This dude,
the Wachowskis. Works with the Wachowskis.
Whoa,
Speed Racer is a Wachowski.
He's got some cool
feature.
Constantine. He likes Keanu.
Spider-Man.
Yeah,
I mean, he's Keanu. Like, he was Keanu Reeves' stuntman. That is who he was. Yeah. And now he's directing movies with Keanu Reeves in them,
that is
which is
awesome.
Very, very cool.
That is, yeah. Oh, wow. I don't know. I'm very glad to finally. Sorry, Keanu. I honestly feel like I should apologize for how long it's taken me to get here, but it's better late than never. You know, at least I am getting around to them now.
There's always that's the fun thing about movies is there's always more of them. You know, I don't think I'm never gonna run out of movies to watch, which is insane.
Because they'll keep coming out too.
They'll just keep coming.
Think I could run out if movies stopped right now. If every movie that's out right now, I don't think I could. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I don't think you would.
Is there more hours of movies than a lifetime that a human lives? I'd say.
Oh yeah, yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So it's literally
there's probably
impossible.
More hours of movies in a given year than there are in most lifetimes.
I guess an average of 2 hours per movie. How many movies come out a year?
I mean, let's say a minimum of 1,000. That's 2,000 hours.
I guess. Oh, in the United States and Canada, in 2022, 500 movies were released. But then in 2019, oh, COVID. Okay, yeah. 2019 was 700, almost 800, and that's just Canada and the U.S., so.
Well, and these are also probably big fucking movies, you know? That, again, U.S. and Canada, there's a whole fucking world making movies. So I'm like, it wouldn't be like, no, there's not a lifetime made every year. But in our lifetime, there has been more than enough to be a lifetime of movies.
Yes. So, but I will fill my current time with John Wick. And I don't know, and just any other action, which I'm down to do. It is a genre that I need more of. And stunts, I'm glad that I can finally appreciate the stunt people. And nice to know that it is a stunt guy making the movie. That makes sense. That it's
I
from
mean that is
roots.
What these
yeah,
movies like, are for is the stunt work. And I mean it's incredible what they managed to pull off, especially in later movies. This is already incredible, but there's some just utterly brilliant stunt work in later editions, but
I guess we were rating it critically is I guess where we were trying to get to, and I think
I'm comfortable with like an 8.
That was my gut. My gut was that just feels right. Just kind of like a flat 8.
It's a good movie, you know. It's a real good
performed
movie,
yeah. Well, the shot, like the thought of the stunts, everything, the coordination was very well done.
And it's a well-written movie. It's very it's very tight. It's very intimate. And that simplicity gives you a chance to be more straightforward and more effective in your storytelling. So I like it a lot. I think it's a very good movie. And
it has that
definitely one of the
best. Like badassery. I still don't know what to call that emotion, but it's like I know I couldn't do anything John Wick is doing, but the fact that he's doing it makes me feel badass for some reason, which that, you know, maybe just to know that that person, you know, just to know
I think
that
it's like
it's
hero
capable.
Worship.
Yeah. You know, yeah. It's like, holy shit, you've reached that level, you know, like holy fuck, and you're a human just like me, like maybe that's it. Right. It's like it is possible, but okay, that's an 833 for numero uno, the first one here. So I don't know, starting off very, very well. We're a little more loving. Yeah, a little more loving. Back to the loving critics. I don't know, and that makes sense for Keanu. I think as well. We might have a little bias there, but
perhaps a little bit. But no, regardless, I absolutely adore the John Wick movies. I think we've got a lot to look forward to, and I think that you're going to enjoy the couple weeks that we're covering the John Wick movies. But with that, we will conclude this episode of the Penny Bloom Podcast. We will be back on Wednesday covering John Wick Chapter 2. And I'm so very excited for that. That's another great addition to this franchise. So I'm excited to dig into that. This Friday, we continue our coverage of The Bad Batch with Season 3, Episode
14.
14. Second to last week, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Penultimate. Maybe. But
penultimate episode. The entire series. Coming this Friday, so we'll be covering it there, and we'll be back next week with John Wick 3, Parabellum, and John Wick Chapter 4. It's always been funny that John Wick 3 gets the subtitle, none of the other ones.
That's what I was laughing at, too. Yeah, it is just funny, but that's okay. Little flair. Maybe they thought... Did they think it was going to be the last one? Is that, like, or was it clear, very clear that there's going to be a fourth one at the end?
I think every movie, they do enough to make it the last one if it needs to be.
Okay. So that was the only thought in my head of Parabellum is like, maybe it's the last one. We'll put a name on it, you know. I don't know.
I'm willing to bet that they thought 3 would be it.
What does Parabellum even mean? I don't even... Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
Should I look it up or no?
No.
Should I look up the definition?
Wait for the movie because the moment in the movie is fucking awesome. Whenever they say Parabellum,
wait, then. Because I'm glad I asked, because I definitely would have looked it up.
It's it's like the moment whenever Viggo is sitting in his chair singing in Russian and it's translating. He says Parabellum, and it says on the screen what it means, and you're like,
ooh.
Oh.
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready for that.
No, it's baller. Okay. It's baller. I'm pretty sure it's Latin. They also show Keanu Reeves. John Wick has that back tat. That means he was a member of the Marine Corps. He was a Marine.
Okay. I guess I saw his tats. I didn't clue in on what they were.
I can't remember what it says. Let's see.
His tattoo. His hidden meanings in the hidden ink.
Fortis Fortuna.
Fortuna Aduvat? My Latin is obviously very, very rough.
Yeah, it means Fortis fortune. Fortuna. It means fortune favors the bold.
Okay. Yeah. I guess, yeah, he is bold. He knows exactly what he needs to do, and he does it. And he's like a survival of the fittest, I guess, kind of. Is that the same idea? Fortune, you know, benefiting the bold? I guess kind of similar ideas, but, man, yeah, wow, I didn't really, okay. Yeah, like the cross with the hands as well. I guess I just kind of threw them off as just tattoos. I didn't really even look at what they could mean, but that is really cool.
That's not for sure. It means he was a Marine, but that is a popular motto amongst Marines. It's not like an official Marines slogan or anything, but that is a common thing. But yeah. So, we'll be back in the next couple weeks. Stick around. Mm-hmm. Listen to us cover some John Wick. I was Colton Robertson, and I was joined by Joseph George. Thank you very much, homie.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Oh, and it's always a pleasure to have you. And remember, peace, love, and bloom. And always praise Keanu Reeves.